Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, the Rav of the city of Prague, in his Tshuva Me'ahava, records the Shaila which he received from the city of Tushka, in one of the nearby villages, one of the small shtetlach near Tushka. There was a baby that was born with terrible, terrible deformities. And the father of the child, from the horror that the community had, and the fear that the family had of this baby, the father, in fact, wished to kill his own child. The Rav of the community, the Rav of Tushka, thought it would be inappropriate to proactively kill the baby, but he thought perhaps it would be okay to cause the child's death through grama, indirectly. For example, let the child starve to death. And he had two reasons why he felt it would be okay, in this case, to let the child die and not try to prolong the child's life. On one hand, he quoted the Mishnah in today's daf, Nidadat Chachalof. The Mishnah says, Kol she'embo mitzuras adam. Any child, anything that was born that doesn't look like a human, eino vlad, is not a child, is not considered a human. And therefore it's not a human, perhaps it's not a problem to kill it. Additionally, he argued that based on his understanding of the medical research, there was no chance for this child to actually survive. And that was another reason why he thought that it wouldn't be a problem to kill this baby. Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, in his response, was very adamant, Chalila v'chalila, to let the child die that way. And argument by argument, he refutes what the Shoal thought. That which the Shoal said in the Mishnah, it says, Kol she'embo mitzuras adam eino vlad, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless says that it's a gross misreading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not saying eino vlad, that it's not a human. Rather, it's a localized halacha in terms of tumah v'tahara, in the whether the mother has tumas leida. We say eino vlad, it's not considered a child. But we're not referring to the actual child, whether it's considered a human or an animal. It's certainly a human. Additionally, the Gemara later on gives many different identifying features of what causes an animal, a baby, to be considered like looking like an animal. And all the Rishonim, and that's how we paskin, say that we aren't familiar, we aren't experts in understanding what these identifying features are. And therefore it would be inappropriate for us to decide if this baby actually would be considered an animal. Then he goes further. And he says, even if you would want to say that this child born is in fact an animal, he says that would be cruel to let the animal die through starvation. And interestingly, the Tshuva Me'ahava continues and brings a whole bunch of Maror Makomos discussing how terrible Tzar Baal HaChaim is. He says that the Arizal never even killed a fly because of the pasuk V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav. And then he quotes the Tshuva of his Rebbe, the Noda Yehuda, that says how cruel it is to go hunting because of Tzar Baal HaChaim. And then he says to let a baby die, let an animal die through starvation, that's the ultimate cruelty. Regarding the argument of the Shoal that it's inevitable that the baby will die, I hope to discuss in another shir and identify the practical application of this tshuva.